This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. It's good to see you again. So is there a right number of alpacas to have? Probably more than you've already got. I know that's the desire, isn't it? Often people want to have more alpacas than they've already got. I do get that. I do understand that completely. But what are the factors? What are the issues around what's the best number of alpacas to have? There's no right answer. There's no one answer, one size fits all. But there are factors for us to consider. Space is the primary one. Space for grazing, space for them to be around, and they need enough space per animal. Well, actually, we tend to work on five to the acre, five animals to an acre of land. But if you've only got 1 acre of land, it's a little bit on the small side. You're probably not really going to get five on there. Not in a good way. So if you've only got 1 acre, then five is too many. You're probably better off with three. They're strong herd animals, so having enough for them to feel comfortable and relaxed in a herd setting is important. I found that three is a good minimum. Less than that, they're a little bit more on edge. I mean, if you only have one, that's not a herd, is it? It's one animal by itself. So don't have animals by themselves. Alpacas do need to be in groups, and I would set a minimum of three. But having a little bit more, having five or even up to 10, seems to work really well. Now, the dynamic changes over time, and we'll talk a bit more about that. But space for grazing, five to the acre. So that's enough grass, being able to move them around, being able to not have it so short that you start to get a worm burden building up, you start to get a parasite problem because the grass is too short and they're eating it again before it's had a chance to recover from being exposed to the parasites. And another factor then is the amount of time that you've got available. How much time do you have? Time to spend with the animals, doing the things that are necessary, the husbandry activity. So the more animals you've got, if you've got one animal and you have to trim its toenails, check its body score, do all the bits and pieces that you typically would routinely. And how long does that take? Well, okay, it's going to take 20 minutes to say, or half an hour. And then you've got to multiply that by 10. It doesn't quite work like that. It's sometimes quicker working with a group. You can manage that. Other times it seems to take longer than just one animal times however many you've got. So those things are going to vary, but the more animals you've got, the more time it's going to take. And have you got that time available? Money. The more animals you have, the more it's going to cost, both in terms of getting the animals in the first place, but also in terms of feeding them and any vet bills and that kind of thing, shearing costs. And it's just generally more expensive to have more animals. You save a little on the scale. For example, with food, you can buy larger quantities and sometimes get a better price that way. But even so, you then have to have somewhere to store it, and you do have to shell out the money in the first place. It's an investment of chunks of money through the year. So how much is it going to cost? The more animals you've got, the more it's going to cost. So have you got the appropriate resources to manage that? And then shelter. Have you got enough space for them for grazing, but also have you got enough space for them for shelter? So it's going to be field shelters, depending on how widespread the fields are. You can, manage with trees and with hedges, but actually some of the weather, certainly where we are here, South Wales, requires you to be able to bring them in or for them to get in under cover. So you need to have enough shelter space for them all to get in. And if you've got a large number of animals, that's more challenging. Maybe it's a big barn then. And is that feasible? Have you already got one? Or do you have to build one or plan for one in the future as the numbers grow? Different options there, but to thinking about the shelter that the animals will require, both from the sun, but also from inclement weather, as we tend to call it. It doesn't sound so bad then, does it, when you call it inclement weather? It's pouring down. It's so much snow. So those things, being able to have the shelter to get out of the bad weather, of the wind, etc., and the sun. The other factor then is, what do alpacas think? How many is a good number as far as they're concerned? Well, things like feeding time. If they're fractious, then it could be there's not quite enough space where you're feeding them. It could be that there's not quite enough bowls or troughs, depending on what you're doing. You need about 3 foot of headspace per animal. So you need to spread it out, and we need to give in more than enough spots for the numbers of animals. So if you've got, say you've got 10 animals, I would be looking at having something like 15 different feeding spots. Just multiply it up, make the space available. It means that one isn't going to be able to boss all the food, but it also means that they're not going to get overcrowded fighting over the last bits and pieces of the crumbs. They'll do that a bit of that anyway, but it's just, it will ease things if there's a bit more space for them. So multiply the number of feeding spots, whether it's troughs or bowls or... we have a trough 6 foot long. That's two animals. Yeah, you're going to get four animals in there all at one, and they're going to move around and do all the things that they do. But it's the overall capacity that I think you need to think about. And it does make a difference. And I've found that some of these wider drugs, the feeding bowls we use, they're good. The smaller ones are great for being able to give little spot feeds here and there, and also to be using as buckets for mixing or distributing the food. But the wider ones means they can get their heads in without having to be right on top of each other. So having enough space for feeding. Alpacas appreciate that. So they would think there's enough space or there's not, depending on how much feeding space you've got. We also need enough space for cushing, for sitting down, for chewing the cud, for being near enough to each other, but not too close, thank you very much. There are ones, family and friends, that they will sit next to and be happy to be right up close to, but they also need enough space to do that. So thinking of shelter and being able to get indoors and still have enough space for them all to sit down and not be completely over close to each other. They need to feel there's enough connection between them. They like to be part of a group, and they will move as a group, drift, but they will tend to want to be in connection with each other. So there needs to be enough space for them to do that in a group together, and also enough space to spread out. And I found that with ours that they're much more relaxed since we've stopped having so many people coming. They're not using the road, not the gates closed, the space is there. They can choose to spread out, and they do. They like to spread out. They feel relaxed, they feel comfortable, and they will spread themselves out. So there's not overcrowding, and they appreciate that. And then there are dynamic changes that happen as the numbers increase. So 3 has a different dynamic to 6, has a different dynamic to 10. 10 is a really good number, actually. If you're looking for a number, aiming for something like 9, 10, maybe a dozen, that can work really well. Beyond that, you start to get other issues, and it just gets a little bit more challenging for you as the person who's shepherding them, who's managing them and doing the various husbandry tasks, etc., but also the feeding. So that's a good number to be able to keep tabs on, to be able to check on and know how they are. You don't get any that'll get lost in the crowd with that sort of number. So, but it's a question of how much space have you got? What are you trying to do? Where are you trying to go with your plans for your keeping the alpacas? Do you have a large breeding herd in mind? Or do you have just some small numbers of alpacas in mind to be able to have as companion animals, to enjoy being around them, to enjoy them managing the grass a bit? They're not heavy feeders, so you're going to need to manage some of the grass. Don't expect them to eat it all, but they will. And certainly with the number we've got, which is 28, we've got good grazing of the paths and the areas, which keeps it down. There's still some bits that need a bit of attention now and again. So those changes happen as the numbers increase. And it actually, you start to see some more of the typical herd behavior starts to be expressed. And you'll tend to find a leader in the females, it'd be a matriarch, typically. But the one that they'll look to, the one that you've got, some that'll take on the role of protection, some that in terms of the noticing the danger and calling out. The others that are the muscle, they'll go and sort it out, whatever the problem is, whether it's a dog or a fox or whatever. And with the boys, then they tend to dominate a bit more rather than just lead. So they're going to sort out who's the top male, who's the fittest, and the one who's qualified, as far as they're concerned, to be the stud male. So there's a different dynamic there. And again, you don't want too many males all crowded into a small area, or you're going to have difficulties of the behavior and managing that. Spread them out as much as you can, as particularly for the feeding times. So in summary, you've got the question of space. You've got the grazing and the feeding space. They need to have enough grass to eat, but also enough space to be able to spread out when you're feeding them the extra hard food, and being able to give them hay and keep it dry, but spread out enough so that they all get access to all those things. Enough shelter for them, be able to get in out of the rain, out of the wind and the sun, and be able to cush down, to sit down in that space and be comfortable without being overcrowded. Also enough space for stimulation, to be able to move them from one place to another, to have the opportunity for them to choose to go to different fields or different routes to get to the different fields. And they do appreciate that. And every now and again, moving to a new place, a new field, they get really excited. They love that. They'll kind of kick the heels almost. They don't quite do that. Some of them do, actually. But yeah, generally, they're just more excited. They're smiling. Alpacas do smile, I think. And you also see them tending to roll and tending to enthusiastically graze in the new area. They do like the new changes, and where you can do that, it's stimulating for them. It's good to include that. Capacity. What capacity have you got in terms of time? What capacity have you got in terms of finances and resources to be able to manage and settle on a number that's going to be within your means? And then thinking about the longer term, in terms of you getting older, them getting older, what sort of size do you want to grow to? Tend to increase numbers over time. What's the limit there? Have you got that in mind? Your capacity for the land, but also your capacity in terms of being able to do that. And then finding the right balance of the numbers interacting with each other. And that can vary with the animals. Some individuals will get on better as a group, and others, there's a bit of tension in there. Particularly with the boys, they're going to be wanting to sort out who the top male is, that kind of thing. So is there enough space for them, for the numbers that you're thinking of, that you can find a place of balance in that for you and for the animals and for the space that you've got? That's a quick run through the various factors that are going to be involved in settling on a number. So if you're going to grow a large herd, then it's going to be a different thing to if you're going to have a small number. If you're just having a few, three animals, five animals in a field as companion animals, that's a different thing to having slightly more. And as I say, the dynamic I've found, it's a good size. I remember when the females part of the group got to be around about 12, 10, 12, that was a good dynamic. That worked really well. And that's something I could encourage you to. If you want a number, then that's a good number. You've got enough of the herd dynamic happening. You've got enough that you can manage that without getting overstretched. And there's enough stimulation for them between each other, but also for you to keep on top of and tabs on how they're doing. So if you want a number, I would say 10 is a good one. Minimum 3, ideally 5, somewhere there, depending on the space and the other factors we talked about. So I hope that helps, just in thinking, if you're thinking about numbers. But if you can, go spend some time with your alpacas, however many you've got, or however many you can get to see, and enjoy. Take care. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.